Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Solo Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone is Colin Chan, a Managing Director for Group Marketing Great Eastern. We talk about the Great Eastern survey that reveals retirees who do not plan for their retirement were barely meeting their basic monthly expenses, and we look at what that might mean for us. Colin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Clarissa. Nice to be back.
All right. Now, first off, maybe you can give us the main takeaways of the State of Retirement in Singapore survey that you did.
There were three key observations from our survey. Number one, many didn't really plan or didn't start planning early enough, right? What we saw was that over 60% of people we spoke with regretted how they planned or not planned their retirement. Almost half, 45%, regretted not planning earlier. They wish they had planned earlier. Okay, number two, not planning obviously resulted in very tight finances, like what you mentioned, in retirement. But this can be potentially overcome with proper planning. And retirees who did not plan were very tight, like you said. I mean, they barely had enough to cover their monthly expenses and almost nothing spare for any unexpected expenses like medical bills. Whereas those who planned with professional help, with professional advice, they had significantly more, like over $600 spare every month to do whatever they wish over and above what they needed to spend. Number three, because of all of these, many in retirement actually sort of depend on family support in their retirement. But given how our demographics are changing, this phenomenon of is not really something that we can count on going forward, right? Nearly half of the retirees were financially dependent on their family for allowances, right? And with women being more dependent as compared to men.
Okay, we're going to break that down now. Over 60% of those surveyed regretted how they planned their retirement, and 45% of them shared that not planning earlier was a key regret. Now, it's easy to say, hindsight is 20/20, but the problem is to discover this when you're already retired can be quite devastating because you can't roll back the clock and go do things differently. So what should people who are still in the workforce today do differently? Because now that they can do something different.
Exactly, right? I think it's simple to say, but I guess hard to do. First and most importantly, they need to start planning and start setting specific goals for their retirement. I mean, you don't have to start very huge goals, but start something, right? Secondly, be open, be prepared to listen or to hear out and to seek out some professional financial help or advice, right? As in someone who is a little bit more experienced in that, financial advisor, consultant or something like that, right? Thirdly, make some time for it. Set aside some time and, of course, be prepared to put aside some money to act on those plans. Right. Lastly, okay, after doing all of that, I think what is also important is to prepare for a regular review with your professional advisor, your professional financial consultant or advisor, as your needs will change over time. So I think those are the things that people in the workforce should start doing deliberately.
Right. Now, findings showed that retirees had to adjust their lifestyle expectations to manage their actual retirement incomes. They were also notably more vulnerable to large unexpected expenses, as you said, for example, medical, which of course we should know as we age, our medical bills are going to go up. But everybody thinks when they're 25, they're going to live forever and they're superheroes. So at that point, I'm assuming most notable of which being the medical expenses. What do we do about it?
Yeah, so unexpected expenses or circumstances will really throw you off and derail whatever plans you have for retirement. It's not just in retirement when something like that happens and it will derail you. But even if you are planning and you're saving aside, it could also interfere with your savings plans and your preparations for retirement whilst you are planning for that, right? So these can be medical costs that can snowball into huge bills, or it could also be because of sudden loss of income, maybe because of an illness or disability, for example. So retirement planning is not just about savings or putting money aside alone. It should be more holistic planning process, which definitely will benefit from help from a professional advisor. And with that holistic financial plan that covers your long-term savings, your investment needs, as well as your financial protection or insurance need, you will minimize the risk of compromising your retirement lifestyle, whatever you have set up yourself for. In fact, with a plan that has the appropriate safety nets in place, the monies that you have set aside can be more optimally applied and can work harder for you to build up your retirement funds. I think that's important.
Okay, now we go back to what you said at the beginning when you were talking about, you know, the overview of what you learnt. Women. Data from Singapore's Census 2020 has shown that singlehood and childlessness are on the rise. That means a woman is either not with a partner or has no children to help her out. She might be alone in her older years. What do these women need to do to ensure that they're comfortable in their retirement? I'm going to assume, correct me if I'm wrong, they have to be even more thorough with their planning. They have to be thinking about it more seriously than perhaps someone who is part of a couple has a family unit.
Yes, you are right. And okay, our survey that we did, actually, we spoke to people who are retirees already in their 60s, right? And compared to the men we spoke with, the women are more financially dependent on others in their retirement. Okay, these are the people who are in their retirement now, right? And we believe this is because women generally put their family needs ahead of themselves. It could be their children, it could be their parents, it could be their extended family. They're putting the needs of others before themselves. I mean, that's what we believe, and that's why they probably may not prioritize enough their own planning, right? So with that perspective, and the fact that actually women generally live longer, I would say that what women need to be extra mindful of is their own needs. Because the tendency is they may be thinking of others first. So they need to be reminded or remind themselves to do that. So what should they do besides being extra mindful of having to plan for their own needs? Like everyone else, they should start planning for their retirement, start drawing up a holistic plan as early as they can, get the help of some professional who is qualified to give advice. The thing is, the women who will be retiring in the next 20, 30 years may not have the same circumstances as those in their retirement now. Mm. Their needs and their financial savviness may also not be the same, right? Women today generally are more independent, but we hope that the current generation can learn from what we have seen in the retirees of today from our survey to remind themselves and to be better prepared for their retirement.
Which basically means you can't count on, or you shouldn't, not can't, but you shouldn't count on somebody else providing for you, a husband to provide for you, your family, your parents to provide for you, your kids to provide for you, assuming that there is a possibility you won't have that husband, you won't have that those children to take care of you, and you have to stand on your own.
Yeah, don't assume that that will always be there as a safety net.
Right, okay. Now, I'm wondering whether your survey showed up that more people are concerned about financial planning and may consider this important and a priority at an earlier point in their lives. Or do you need to do another survey on that?
Well, I think our survey actually showed that the value of making this a priority is does translate into real greater satisfaction, greater fulfillment in the retirement, right, in terms of having what you need, right? But there may be some areas which I think is worthwhile highlighting, which people generally may miss out, right? So besides the fact about doing holistic financial planning with professional advice, right, I think when we talk about holistic financial planning, that is about putting in place ways to ensure your plans are not derailed, which I mentioned earlier, right, by all these unexpected expenses, right, and ensuring that any unforeseen expenses doesn't force you to maybe dip into your planned retirement funds or liquidate your assets prematurely, right? So what people need to do is do a stock take of your finances, what you have, what you think you may need to spend on now and into the future, but also be realistic of what you hope to achieve in retirement and what you need to do to get there, because you may say, I want this huge amount, but okay, then you need to start setting aside more earlier, right? And look at your overall financial and insurance portfolios as one, right? And understand that they actually complement each other. There is the opportunity to use insurance to your advantage, get the necessary coverage so that you will have access to funds if something unexpected happens. And because of this, you can deploy the rest of your monies into more hardworking, more long-term assets or investments, which you are confident of not needing to liquidate prematurely, right? And all this can be provided to you with the assistance of a professional who is qualified to give that advice.
All right. Now, one of the things that I can say is, because I've been around for a while, when I started working, it was very clear cut. You buy insurance, life insurance, because when you die, that money goes to somebody, a beneficiary, whatever. Or you are permanently disabled and you're protected. That's kind of like pretty straightforward stuff. But, you know, fast forward all these years later, you've got all kinds of other instruments to be thinking about. You've got medical insurance and you've got protection against being fired insurance. It becomes quite mind-boggling. I wonder how many people actually would be able to even decide what a proper insurance portfolio is for themselves without that assistance that you're talking about.
Well, I think I'm sure many people may have the capacity to figure that out. But the reality is insurance is not an exciting thing that a lot of people will spend their free time on. So it always has that benefit of getting someone to work with who would sort of prod you along and partner with you and give you the guidance and also make sure that you get the stuff that you need and not get things which are unnecessary or overlapping and all that kind of stuff. So you optimize what you have. You can buy the cheapest thing or whatever, but it may not be suited for your needs or your circumstances. So that can be all fast-tracked with a professional advisor.
So you're saying let you guys, for example, Great Eastern, do the heavy lifting and we'll just sign and pay.
Yeah, and let us have the chance. Great Eastern, of course, would have a lot of professional advisors who would be ready to build that trust with you, with customers, and spend that time, speak to someone who you can trust, who you can work with. And like a coach, you know, that person is there to guide you along and to journey with you. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, this is the million-dollar question for everyone. Now, Great Eastern encourages people to get started early. That makes logical sense, no matter how small you guys say, right? But for us, on the other end of that is the question, how early?
Okay, it is never too early. There's no magic age on when to start planning. I would say that the time we say we want to start saving money aside, we should start thinking about saving not just for the short term, start saving for the long term, start saving for retirement, which is very long term. Right? And when you talk about saving, then you progress to saying, how do I plan for my retirement? So when I say how early should one start? As soon as you are able to put aside some money for the future, I think that's when you should start, right? And look at retirement planning as an ongoing process. So it really benefits to start early from a view of what you may want and what you may need to do and plan for regular disciplined sort of reviews of that position. So in a nutshell, retirement planning is not like a 100-meter dash, right? It's more like a marathon. It needs that discipline to see through. And like a marathon, it always pays to start early in the morning.
Right. So I suppose that some of the people who are listening, who are younger, shall we say, than we are, maybe they're in their first jobs, maybe they're in their early 20s, they're thinking, and I know this from my interns, they're thinking, I don't earn enough money to be able to put aside money to buy into a retirement fund, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't realize is nobody said you needed to plan a $5 million retirement fund when you're 20 or 25, whatever, you can start smaller. And as you earn more and you get further along in your careers, you can always tweak your policies and your plans and what your investments
right.
are and
That's
your
right.
expectations at the end of the day. You don't have to start with a $5 million policy.
Yeah. So I think having a realistic goal, which you may want to review from time to time, is also important, because you say, oh, I need to have that $5 million fund. Then that may work to your disadvantage, because you'll say, okay, it's too far-fetched, I'm not even going to bother.
Right.
Right? And that's counterproductive. Whereas if you have something realistic which you think you can work towards, and you say, okay, so I need this amount when I retire, and I'm not going to need to touch it in the next 5 years. There are some other things which I'm saving for my first car or my first house or whatever, that those are different, right? But this amount, I'm going to save it for long term, right? Beyond your CPF. Savings, for example, right? And if you can do that, right, that starts you on the track to say, okay, how do I make sure this thing is really earmarked for my retirement, and I don't need to unexpectedly go and dip my fingers in that little pot. So with that in mind, right, I think it helps us to think of it longer term, right? And the benefit that the younger people will have is the fact that they are young. They have like 30, 40 years to build up their funds, right? What they need to also think about is, okay, let's make sure I put in the different financial tools or solutions, so that if something happens to me and I suddenly need, because of certain circumstances, some additional finances, I have that paid out from some insurance, rather than having to suddenly liquidate some of these funds that I've set aside.
Right. So that's a lot to think about for someone who is younger. For someone who is older, it is really, speaking for myself, is a chop chop, get on it.
Yeah. So ultimately, I guess the important thing is, look at it holistically, right? And if we spend the time to attend to it, I think really that will help us achieve a much more comfortable situation in retirement, because we'll be aware and we'll be working towards something which is achievable.
Right. Okay. We've been speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director for Group Marketing at Great Eastern. Colin, thanks for the information. It's been a pleasure having you back on the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. Nice to be back. See you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.